This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawmakers are holding a hearing today on Capitol Hill on the attempt to kill former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
The acting director of the Secret Service will appear before senators for a grilling on lapses by law enforcement in the hours before the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. Ronald Rowe became Secret Service acting director last week after Kimberly Cheadle resigned. Yesterday, the FBI released new details about its investigation, revealing that the gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, had looked online for information on mass shootings, power plants, improvised explosive devices, and the May assassination attempt of Slovakia's prime minister. The FBI says Trump has agreed to be interviewed as a crime victim, and Trump says he expects that interview to happen on Thursday. Donna Warder, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris, the likely Democratic presidential nominee, will rally supporters today in Atlanta. President Biden marked the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act by speaking out for the rule of law and democracy yesterday at the LBJ Presidential Library in Texas. He says there should be a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity.
The president must answer to the law. The president is accountable in the exercise of the great power of the presidency. We're a nation of laws, not kings and dictators.
President Biden yesterday. Simone Biles leads the U.S. women into the gymnastics team final today at the Paris Olympics. Meanwhile, the men's Olympic triathlon has been postponed. They're concerned about water quality in the Seine River. That's where the swimming portion of the race is supposed to take place. Most of France is under a heat wave warning this morning. It could hit 95 degrees there today or higher. The Dow fell 49 points yesterday. This is AP News. Tragedy in India. Landslides have killed dozens of people. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Multiple landslides triggered by torrential rains have hit hilly villages in Kerala, South India, killing dozens of people. The National Disaster Response Force used ropes and other equipment to pull out those stuck under mud and debris, efforts hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain. Television images show rescuers working their way through mud and uprooted trees and vehicles stuck in swollen rivers. Authorities are using helicopters to help with rescue efforts. They have yet to determine the full scope of the number trapped under the debris. More rains forecast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wildfire smoke may be worse for your brain health than other types of air pollution, says new research. It links it to a higher risk of dementia. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.